We continue our reporting this week on the fungal disease known as Valley Fever. It's part of a collaborative project from the Center for Health Journalism, featuring this station, the Bakersfield Californian, and a number of other outlets. Last week, we told you how Valley Fever numbers are spiking in Kern County. This week, the collaborative brings us a story on advances in detecting Valley Fever, which you can find on our website at kvpr.org. This week also brings us a story about a potential route to prevention of the disease. One of the first lines of defense against any illness is determining who's at risk. It's possible to develop immunity to Valley Fever, and a new skin test could be used to screen for that immunity. But as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, that's only if the test overcomes some major hurdles.
Faith Herod wants to be a veterinarian when she grows up. She's 11 and lives in the moor with her family and six pets.
We have a collie, which is named Moses, a chihuahua, which is named Jasmine, a black and white cat, which is named Fandy.
In her free time, Faith should be out playing with her dogs. But for almost a year, she wasn't able to. She would come home from school at 4 p.m. and go right to bed. That's because last October, the sixth grader was diagnosed with Valley Fever, a fungal infection that kept her out of school for months and left her with chronic headaches and pain.
Sometimes when you get super tired, it'll feel like your ribs go in and hurt really bad.
Faith contracted Valley Fever by breathing in fungal spores carried by the wind. That's how the disease is contracted, and it can happen at any time. Faith's mother, Karen Herod, isn't entirely sure when it happened, but her best guess is while they were doing yard work one day, something they had done dozens of times before. Herod never would have thought that after so much time, Faith could still be at risk.
If I had known that she was susceptible, it would have been different. We would have done things differently.
As it turns out, Faith and her mother could have known. A new skin test called Sphereosol can detect whether a person is immune, meaning they've overcome Valley Fever before. Because most Valley Fever cases are asymptomatic, many people who have battled the disease never know it. Advocates are excited about the test. So are doctors, like John Galgiani, director of the University of Arizona's Valley Fever Center for Excellence.
I think that Sphereosol's best use will be in primary care doctors' offices to test their patients on a routine basis to find out if they've indeed previously had Valley Fever.
If patients knew they had never conquered the disease, they could better prepare themselves against it. And doctors might be more likely to diagnose it if patients show unusual symptoms. So Galgiani's buying Sphereosol by the bucketful, right? Not exactly.
Frankly, I don't use it very often myself. And even specialists don't use it very often.
That's because the Food and Drug Administration hasn't actually approved the test for use as a Valley Fever screening tool. Right now, it's indicated for use after the disease has already been diagnosed.
If the labeling is changed to allow the test to be used to test for prior infection, then it opens up a whole different value of the test to the clinical community.
Valley Fever lurks in dirt and dust throughout the desert Southwest. Most people who inhale the spores fight off the disease without ever knowing they had it. Some develop flu or pneumonia-like symptoms. In rare cases, it can cause severe lung infection or disseminate through the body, requiring lifelong treatment or leading to fatal meningitis. But there is some good news.
Once you've had Valley Fever and gotten over it, you are, for all practical purposes, immune from a second infection.
That's why Sphereosol could have such an impact. It could reveal that past history most of us can only wonder about. The way it works is similar to a tuberculosis skin test. A doctor injects a small amount of the spores under the skin, and the reaction indicates whether immunity has developed. Tests like this were first developed in the 1930s, but were discontinued in the 90s. Sphereosol was released in 2014 and costs about $62. No studies have directly compared it to previous tests. Right now, Sphereosol is only indicated for use after a patient has been diagnosed with the disease. So instead of being a way to screen for Valley Fever exposure, it's considered a sort of immune system checkup.
It's indicated for understanding how their body is reacting to the disease. Is their immune system engaged, or is their immune system overwhelmed, or are they potentially immunocompromised and not able to respond to the infection?
Tom Carpenter is president and CEO of Nielsen Biosciences, the San Diego-based company that manufactures Sphereosol. He says, yeah, screening patients is a great way to use the test, but getting the FDA to approve could take years. It would involve new clinical trials and potentially millions of dollars of investment. He says they're looking into it. In the meantime, he points out, doctors are allowed to do whatever they want with Sphereosol off-label.
Healthcare providers right now have the ability to make a medical judgment on how best to use the skin test. So It's certainly not preventing them from making that use, but we can't speak to that use.
But using Sferiosol off-label has challenges too, like the fact that the test is packaged in bulk. Here's Royce Johnson, Chief of Infectious Disease at Kern Medical in Bakersfield.
Even though the product is extraordinarily stable, at least many pharmacies, once you open a vial, they won't let you keep it more than 30 days. So if you don't use it all, it costs a lot of money, so there's some resistance to stocking it.
Another problem, Sferiosol is only approved for 18 to 64-year-olds, even though children can be hit hard, and the CDC says people over 60 are most at risk. Sferiosol didn't work out for Karen and Faith Herod, but despite all its challenges, the test has been used preventively in one very large patient group, California prisons. We'll explore that in a later story. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.